Welcome to the Adam Fawcett Show, live from La Costa Mexican Restaurant. Now, welcome the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, BB Comer Sports Network's Greg Wyckoff.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network, the Adam Fawcett Show, Greg Wyckoff, Tony White, David McCurley spinning the dial, and Coach Adam Fawcett. Coach.
Oh, man, I'm here.
You know, my heart wrenches every week.
Mine too.
On what question? What question do I open up with? Do I go in the past and go to last Friday night? And I think no. Do I ask what happened today? Nah, that's not good enough. Then I think, what if I ask about what's going to happen tomorrow night? But still, Coach, I lost sleep. I questioned myself, and then I answered myself, which is not good.
That's not good.
Me too.
So the only thing I could come up with, do you like pepperoni on your pizza?
I do.
You do?
I do. pepperoni, Italian sausage, bacon, all the things. Here's the question. Let's poll the group. Does pineapple belong on pizza?
No.
Yes.
No.
What do you say, McCurley? No. I say yes.
I love
no.
it.
I say yes.
That is sick. That's sick. It's like putting peanut butter in your or mayonnaise in your peanut butter.
All right. So let me, since we're on the pizza kick, which this is a lot more fun than we were talking about last week, I'm going to tell you. So in college, that was a long, long time ago. All right. In college, Domino's, you can get two topping pizzas for $5.99 each. I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, man, you know, we didn't have cell phones then, so my dorm phone, I had Domino's on speed dial. So I would always get two medium thin crust, Italian sausage and onion, and bacon and mushroom were my two.
Not mushrooms either.
Tony.
Mushrooms is terrible.
Man.
Shrooms are terrible.
They're so good.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I don't know if
you know what? That explains why you're not a fun guy.
I guess.
Oh.
I'm not going to eat a shroom. I'm not going to eat one of them fishes that go on there. I'm not going to eat the pineapple. I'm not going to eat a pepperoni. But I will tell y'all, when I first started my career in the fire service, now this was back in the 70s, okay? 76, 77, 78, you're long in there, you know.
That's before I was born.
Didn't make a whole lot of money. That's but anyway, I don't know if y'all don't remember them. Tortino's pizzas.
Oh, yeah.
You could get them for a dollar.
Yeah.
That's what I lived off of. I eat a Tortino's pizza every day.
My boys do that, but they have to eat three of them, so.
Well, I don't eat three of them now.
It just defeats the purpose.
Isn't it awesome, man? They're
not a dollar anymore either.
No, they're not a dollar anymore.
We're 4 minutes in the show, and we haven't even talked about football yet.
Before we get to football, I got to ask
you
guys.
Let's talk food the whole time.
Is this place not great at La Costa? How good is the chips and the cheese dip, Coach?
Oh, it's great. It's great. Like, I try to get here early. I can eat chips, cheese, and salsa every day, and it's not even on the diet.
Are you on a diet?
Well, I mean, I don't eat, you know, I'm not supposed to be eating, like, sugar stuff and, floury foods and tortillas. And well, I could eat chips and or cheese and salsa. I guess I could just, you know, dip my finger in it, but that wouldn't be as tasty.
Coach, this is the best, I guess, statement that I have ever heard you made in the 100 years I've known you.
All right.
When David McCurley started the coach's interview last week, last Monday, I guess, and he said, Coach, I know, y'all, I wasn't there, but I know we wasn't either. I cracked up when I heard that.
I knew where that was going.
we you know.
Well, Coach, thank you for every week doing the interview, because we love to play that in pregame.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we get to talk about in pregame last week a little bit, and then we get a little what's going to happen tonight when it plays.
I and, you know, we try to enjoy this, and we try to, like, this is a good stress reliever just for me in general, you know. And what we have to understand, and what fans have to understand, and coaches and whoever else that's involved or a supporter of the program, is like, nobody enjoys what's going on record wise. like nobody enjoys it. Like I'm not like, woo, we've won one ball game. Yes. Let's go celebrate. But like, I'm also to the point where like, it ain't the end of the world, you know? Again, Friday night, we go out, we get the ball, and we score on the first play. Everybody's pumped up. Mm-hmm. Everybody on that sideline and in the stands, they are excited as can be. And then we kick off, and they take it to the house. And it was like, whew, the wind is gone.
Yep.
Like, you could have heard a pin drop.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ain't the end of the world. And they kicked an extra point. We scored a 2-point conversion. We were still winning by one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we do some things that are not smart on our behalf, and we don't play to our level. Okay. So there's a few guys that I just didn't play, like some older guys. Like, if you're not going to give effort, then you can come stand over here and not give effort.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of the day, like, I'm worried about effort. I'm worried about, like, what is your effort? When things are good, what is your effort? When things are bad, what is your effort? You know? And then we went in at halftime, and I simply told them, hey, listen, we scored, and then we give up a score right after it. I'm less mad at the eighth grader that got out of his lane on kickoff that left that lane wide open for us to score than I am that senior that was not giving me effort. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely upset with him. Because you've been in the program longer. Like, it's not excusable. The other kid, you're in eighth grade. We're asking you to play special teams on varsity on a Friday night. Buddy, I'm upset about it, but, hey, let's learn from it. Let's not do that again, okay? Mm-hmm. And that's where we have to be, is understanding that, you know. I have kids that, you know, we had kids all week, including today, that things don't go their way, and they cannot handle it. Like, they can't get out of their own way to correct it. You know, a false start. Hey, that's a false start. Well, no, it's a false start. The ball didn't move. Like, there's no reason. You know, like, we literally have kids that you can show them on film. Hey, you're supposed to block down right there. You didn't do that. Well, they cannot admit that they're wrong. Mm-hmm. And that, like you want to talk about what concerns me as a coach? That concerns me as a coach because, like, I tell, you know, we tell all our guys, like, throw all this to the side. Like, you've got to be a man one day. You've got to be a man. You've got to provide for a family. You've got to pay bills. You've got to handle adversity. You have to handle things that are going bad or whatever the case may be. Hey, one of them, you know, hey, what do you want to do when you grow up? Oh, well, I want to own my own business. Okay. Well, you own your own business, and you must do, like, dirt work and things like that, you know, and could be very lucrative at it. I said, you own your own business, and you do a job that maybe you do that job right, but the homeowner doesn't like the job you did, and they blast you on social media, and that affects your future clients.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to do? How are you going to handle that? Because that's real life stuff, you know? Like, when you have a kid and there may be something, not I don't wish this on anybody, but there may be something wrong with your child, and they have to take it to intensive care. They have to do whatever. Like, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You know, I live that with my youngest. Like, my youngest was emergency C-section. His heart rate was out of control. And he's literally born. They check his heart rate. They're like, no, it's not even better. They throw him in an incubator. They tell me to go with him. I go with him. The whole time we're in the elevator, they're talking medical terms. I'm just staring at my son I've seen for, you know, 2 minutes. And nobody's talking to me. We get up there. They continue working on him. And finally, one of them turns around and said, who are you? I was like, you told me to come up here. I'm the dad. They're like, oh, well, we don't need you anymore. You can go back. So I go back. I go back on the elevator I came up in. I push the button that I saw them that we left from. And I go back down. I go back into the operating room, and nobody's gone. So now I don't know what's going on with my son. I have no idea where my wife is. There's people in there cleaning up the operating room. There was a little chair like right outside the door. I went and sat on the chair, and I was just like, well, what do I do? Some woman walked by. She's like, you can't be here. I looked up. I guess she saw it in my face. I was like, I don't know where to go. She's like, come on. So, like, that's, like, man, that's a lot bigger than a fumble.
You know, I'm going to let you guys have your show, but it's so weird that the same thing happened with me with the birth of our son. Almost lost, you know, my ex-wife, but she almost died.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in there by myself. But you talked about, and I wanted to bring this up to you guys because I know Greg and Tony, and I know you did too, but you talk about the record and how people that they think you should, wow, we've won one game, get so excited. Mm-hmm. That's what makes 3 years ago mm-hmm. when you went to Jordan-Hare so much more appreciable.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you talk about these kids that sometimes don't want to be corrected. Mm-hmm. And they've always got excuses. To me, that's not a football problem. Mm-hmm. Today, it's a society problem.
Yeah.
It's a home problem.
Yep.
But, Coach, I'll tell you real quick, I'm proud of the coaches and the players because it wasn't the gut punch of the kickoff return back.
Mm-hmm.
The gut punch in the game was when we had the fumble at the goal line. Mm-hmm. So we didn't score a touchdown. Mm-hmm. We didn't get a safety out of it. Mm-hmm. They got the ball at the 20-yard line, and it took the wind out of every sail for everybody, yes. Everybody on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
But it took a couple of plays because everybody was still in the past and a couple mm-hmm. plays into it. But everybody gained their composure and the kids played.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a testament to you and your coaches because I know you were upset. I know Coach Pike. I've never seen Coach Pike that upset. He was in the end zone.
Oh, yeah.
And then he jumped in front of you, and that looked like a third grader in front of a senior at the school. But you had to overcome that, and you did.
Yeah.
And the kids see that. The kids mm-hmm. know that.
Yeah. Yeah, and that goes into the other aspect of it is, like, why is it so tough? Why are we tough? Why are those details important? And that's why those details are important. Like, the little things are so important, you know. My own kids are terrible about the little things. You know, like, I'm constantly telling them, it's the little things. It's the little, like simple stuff. Like, hey, I know you eat cereal almost every morning. Put your bowl and spoon in the dishwasher. Like, do those little things. Well, I was in a hurry. I don't care. Like if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
That's right.
Like, it's a real simple task, all right?
Well, I'm going to get you to laughing real quick because you guys talked about last week. You know, we got a guy, and we pick at him a lot, and I know Coach Fawcett loves him to death. But, you know, in the second game of the year, Michael Giddens gets hurt down there on the sideline. I kind of have to come get him. And 2 weeks ago, he said he was red as a tomato, and he didn't want to ask him anything against Piedmont. And last week, he said he goes up at halftime, and Coach Fawcett's bleeding. He said, I don't want to ask him anything.
how did you become bleeding?
I have no idea. The only thing I think is I'd shaved my head, and I guess I nicked my ear, and there was a little scab on it. And then the headset, I guess, hit that scab or whatever. But I took my headset off, and one of the coaches was like, Coach, you're bleeding out of your ear. And I was like, out of my ear? Like, I got blood coming from my ears. Like
you got head trauma.
I love you guys. This ain't where I want to go, you know? Like, this ain't it. So, but it bled crazy. So, yeah, I was bleeding. And, oh, Giddens, he's just got, like, I don't bite. I mean, I might, but, like, you know, it's okay. He got to me after the game. He didn't do that the week before.
We told him to come to you after the game.
Listen, if he doesn't get a halftime report tomorrow, there's got to be a penalty.
He'll get one if I have to come in there with him.
There you go.
He'll get one if I have to come in there with him. Well, Coach, I'll tell you what. I know it was a heartbreaker last week, but it's like I've heard you say 1,000 times, you know, that game's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to look forward to tonight. We've had a short week because we're playing tomorrow night on Thursday night. And how was practice this week? I mean, did you get some stuff done, what you wanted to get done?
Well, yeah, we did. You know, we've had to kind of readjust a few things, and you know, you prepare for every game, you know, based on what they give you and what you see. And they Randolph County does a few things a little different that just kind of make you want to, you know, hit your head against the wall sometimes. But offensively, they're going to be foot to foot. They're going to be in the bone. They're going to be in the power eye. They may get into a little spread, but their goal is to highlight their back. And he's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a good job running downhill. And
well, they'll run to the power side.
Yeah.
And then they'll run to the short side of it.
Yeah.
I watched some film, and they run everywhere.
The skiing gets a little crazy because they get a little wild with it. So they don't necessarily have any tendencies. You know, a lot of times it seems like that you pick up on tendencies, and they literally go against their tendencies. So, Coach Prestridge and I we're pretty good friends. I say we're pretty good friends, and he's a character himself. I like old Pat, and they could be 9-0, and he'd be like, "Oh, we're not real good." Pat, you're 9-0. Like, you're pretty good. So, but typical, you know, typical Randolph County teams, they're going to have a lot of size. They're huge. And they just got they're big, big, big guys. A lot of size, a few athletes that can go. But overall, they're, you know, they're just like us. They're a 3A team that plays, they dress probably 35, 45 kids. They play the same 15 or 16 kids kind of like we do. And, you know, at the end of the night, it's really going to be about execution. It's going to be about stopping their back. We've got to get hats to the ball and make tackles and do all the things that we've been coached to do. And we've made a few changes defensively, obviously, to prepare for this. And the big key is to get lined up right. We have to get lined up right. And a team like Randolph County, he wants to control the game. So he wants to control the offense. He wants to chew up some light bulbs and control time of possession. So where you have, like, when we played Glenwood weeks and weeks ago, their game plan and their goal was to be hurry up, no huddle, and get us as tired as possible, because they have a lot more guys than we do. And, you know, we were tired out pretty quick. You know, out of 11 guys, we play 7 both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tosh Hughes doesn't leave the field. Like, that kid, Christian Jemison, doesn't leave the field. Josh Ruiz seldom gets to leave the field. So,
well, Gamble didn't get to leave the field until he got hurt.
Yeah. So, yeah, Gattis, yeah.
Yeah, I mean Gattis, I'm sorry. Their running back, is he Riley Pinto caliber?
In a different way.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Coach Prestridge and I have talked about him numerous times, and it amazes me that he doesn't have an offer, a collegiate offer. Like, he's a good enough back to be a collegiate back.
Yeah.
I think last year he rushed for almost 2,000 yards in a season. So
I think one of your two ends just needs to greet him one good time, and that'll do it.
Yeah. You know, last year we had no business playing with them, and we got up early, and the first play of the game was a fumble. You know, mm-hmm. We kick off, they line up, first play of the game was a fumble. And then we got ahead of score, and they kind of went all over the place and went wide, went in the spread and things like that, and like it didn't make any sense. So but defensively played well. Ray had a big night. last year, just running the ball all over the place and getting up field. So, but again, you know, it's another opportunity to line up and play. It's another opportunity to for our guys to put on that jersey, and I hope they take that seriously and take it with pride. And again, even 3 years ago, it was all about the effort that was involved, and that still holds true. Like, it's about the effort. I just want effort. Like, give me some effort.
Effort and execution.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, if they don't understand what a false start is, turn your head and look at the ball.
Yeah.
When it moves, you move.
Yeah, you're supposed to look at the ball anyway.
Yeah. Like, you know, turn your head and look at the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, because that is our Achilles heel right now. Well, we do good, and then we shoot ourselves in the foot and back up 10, 15 yards.
Well, we have a freeze play where we line up and there's no play at all, and we've jumped off sides 4 times this year on freeze.
And there's no play at all, you jumped off sides.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's been the same
person.
Will
that just drive you up a wall?
It's been the same person all 4 times.
Okay.
I've asked him, like, where are you going? Like, you're going with purpose, but where are you going? I don't know. I was going somewhere. That's obvious.
I'm going to the bus.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, you did have to feel good about last Friday night, because if you just execute, which is a big word, you could have put 50 points on the board.
Mm-hmm.
You left. There were 4 touchdowns left off the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got to feel good.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it doesn't feel good, but it's got to feel good.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you see the bright spots of that. And just being able to move the ball. You know, in the first half, we didn't move the ball at all. We had maybe 75 yards of total offense. And then in the second half, like, we moved the ball down the field pretty well. And we're all over the place. And we're having to hurry up and get lined up and – You know, at one point in time, it was the timeout game. So, you know, the strategy of that, you know, save your timeouts for when they get the ball back. We got to score here, get the ball back, then I can use my 3 timeouts. We got, you know, end up punting, and we got the ball back. So I told those guys before they went out offensively on the field, hey, I'm out of timeouts. So there ain't no stopping the clock unless we get out of bounds.
And I explained on the broadcast too, what I call, you know, it's small ball. Mm-hmm. And when one player is injured and not on the field,
mm-hmm.
there was a punt in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, your long snapper is hurt,
yeah.
and that happens to be your son.
Yes,
which probably just made it even worse. But your punter had to be the long snapper,
yeah.
and your backup punter is in the end zone. Punt the ball
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
It punted it got a 10-yarder
yeah,
off.
Yeah, what a great time to have to punt. You know? Like, hey, buddy, it's your time. Let's go. Yeah. 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 A little next man up. You know?
And his heart was probably pounding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's in the – Bailey's a good kid. Bailey Arnold. so y'all are talking about him. Bailey's like a little special teams guy. He's on a lot of our special teams. And I found out Sunday in the coaches meeting, we were talking about it, and I was like, man, old Bailey, he shanked that punt. And I was like, you know, Bailey, got to do a little bit better. And I got, you know, over the weekend, I thought about it, and I was like, dang, that's a tough spot, you know. So Coach Wilson was talking to me, and he handles our special teams and stuff, and he's like, well, Bailey was perfect on kickoff return blocks. Like, he is the only guy that had his guy every single time. I was like, well, that's pretty good. He's like, well, Coach, I check it because after every kickoff return all season, he comes over to me and goes, I had my guy. so he said, I watched film this time, and every time that they kicked off, when we were on kickoff return, Bailey had his guy. So,
and he did kick a pretty good onside kick. Now, I thought you were going to get the bounce, and it just didn't.
Yeah.
That last one didn't pop up.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect kick.
Man, I thought, like, I was standing, like, as it was coming towards you, I thought, this is going to be it.
Yeah, I thought.
And we did not get that bounce. I thought for sure it was going to pop up. So, Well, look, coming out of the half, we kick off, and we didn't even call that, and we almost got it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tylan Buchan, like, kicked a knuckleball. Like, I don't know what happened, Coach. Went off my foot wrong. I could see that from the way the ball moved. You know. I wish we would have got the ball. That would have been great. So.
Well, how you feel about tomorrow night, Coach?
Man, hey, 7 o'clock is going to be here before you know it. So. Honestly, it's literally going to boil down to how our guys wake up in the morning and how they feel. Between their ears, what is their perspective going to be? What are their thoughts going to be? What are their, you know, it's every game is a winnable game. That's why they play the game. They are not the best opponent that we've seen all season. That's not a knock on them. It's just like they're not at a caliber like a Piedmont is or anything like that at this point. So it boils down to want to and execution. And so, they got to have the want to, and then they've got to execute and make it happen.
What I want you to do, one favor, is before we take the field tomorrow night, tell them again what you said in the locker room last Friday night.
I got you. I didn't say a whole lot.
Because I don't know what you said.
I was.
But my gosh, they came out with fear or something. Man. I don't know what it was. Ja'Kari Brown went crazy.
I was just calm. I was a little calm Christopher in there. I was like, okay, guys.
Okay. Yeah. So did you say you was leaving here and go to church? Is that what it was?
Is Ronaldo going to be able to play this week?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He took a pretty good hit.
Yes. Yeah. He's good. And man, shout out to Beulah has an athletic trainer on staff, and huge shout out to that guy because he was running all over the place.
He was.
And man, he. He had one of their players that was going to an ambulance for something that had happened, and then that happened, and so he goes running across the field, and the officials like stop the game.
That,
I was like,
I know that was all right. We
so yeah,
we're
yeah.
just in silence there for a little while.
They did want. Never mind.
There you go.
Never mind. Never mind.
I got you. That was an interesting game. It really was. You know, Greg and I kept looking at one another and asking, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
You know, stuff that I've never in my whole years of being associated with football, stuff that I'd never seen before.
Oh, I know.
So,
and it all started with Tylan Bowling Ball Buchanan rumbling down the, rumbling down the field. And then it went from there, you know.
Oh, yeah.
How about their, you know, old Duval that was at Auburn?
Yeah.
He's their kicking coach. So
okay.
That's, you know, their kicker's pretty sharp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He can boot it. Had a couple field goals.
And, hey, that kid from Beulah wasn't bad.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that was him.
Yeah, that's who we were talking about.
I'm talking about Friday night.
Oh, no.
I mean, tomorrow night.
No.
Okay, I got you.
No, I think Randolph County's like us. They're like, hey, anybody can kick?
You're up.
Oh, you can't kick? What size shoe you wear? You're 13? Man, you got to be able to kick. Come on up to this ball and kick it.
Well, all right, Coach. We're glad you like your pepperoni with your Italian sausage and your pineapple. Thank you for taking the time again to come out to La Costa for just another one-of-a-kind show. We wish you the best tomorrow night. You know, God bless you, your coaches, your players. And we'll be ready to be up there and get ready to call a very exciting football game. So that's tomorrow night. We'll go on air at 6:30 on Alabama's Best Mix 106.5, and kickoff will be 7 o'clock.
Can I come talk to the kids before the game?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, I don't care.
No, I appreciate it, Coach. Thank you, David, for bringing us down here and getting it all set up. Greg, thank you for coming. And Cumber Nation, we're looking for a lot of people in the stands tomorrow night because the louder you are, the better we can play. So
that's right.
Thank you.
You can take Friday off. I'll sign the letter for you.